Supervisor Smith, can you indicate whether you can hear me, please? Thank you. All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and call the county board meeting to order. If the clerk would please call the roll.
Okay. Doolin. Doolin here. Downing. Downing. Eicher.
Excuse.
Here.
Eicher here. Engelberger. Engelberger here. Erickson. Erickson here. Freeze.
Freeze here.
Freeze here. Furman. Furman here. Glazer. Glazer. Gray.
Gray here.
Gray here. Heuselman. Heuselman. Jackson.
Jackson here.
Jackson here. Kemp.
Kemp is excused.
Kemp is excused. Kageya. Kageya. Crowning. Crowning. Crowning here. Marin. Marin here. McCarville.
McCarville here.
McCarville here. Peters. Peters here. Peterson. Peterson here. Possler.
Possler here.
Possler here. Ritt.
Ritt here.
Ritt here. Rose. Rose. Rylander. Rylander here. Smith.
Smith here.
Smith here. Udell. Udell absent, I believe. Mm-hmm. Veldrin. Veldrin here. Wegleitner.
Wegleitner excused.
Wegleitner excused. Wigan.
Here.
Wigan here. Welsh. Welsh here. Yang.
Yang here.
Yang here. Andre.
Excused.
Andre excused. Baruchuk. Baruchuk here. Sorry. Email jumped in my stupid thing. Blazewitz.
Here.
Blazewitz here. Betcher.
Here.
Betcher here. Bollig.
Bollig here.
Bollig here. Brower.
Brower here.
Brower here. Chavla.
Excused.
Chavla excused. Miles.
Miles here.
Miles here. We have a quorum.
All right. Quorum being present, we shall proceed to the inspirational message tonight provided by Supervisor Doolin.
Thank you, Chair. So before we rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, I want to speak plainly about where we are and what's at stake. We are living through a moment of profound danger to our democracy. Not a future threat, not a distant warning, but a clear and persistent crisis. The institutions meant to protect our rights are under attack. The rule of law is being twisted. Elections are being undermined. And the majority party in Congress, those with the power to stop it, are instead giving it permission. This is not politics as usual. This is a five-alarm fire. And let me be clear, I'm not blind to the history that brought us here, the so-called good old days of this country, including redlining, poll taxes, segregation, stolen lands, and generations denied justice. That is part of our American story too, not to be ignored, not to be erased, but to be reckoned with. And still, I swore an oath of office not to a version of the past that some want to romanticize, but to a living document that is our Constitution, because I believe in fighting for what this nation has claimed to be from the beginning, a place of liberty and justice for all. That work is unfinished, but it is ours to finish. So no, I will not flinch, not in the face of rising authoritarianism, not in the face of injustice, and not in the face of silence. We don't pledge allegiance to a party. We don't pledge allegiance to, we do pledge allegiance to a republic, to liberty and justice. This is not the time for business as usual. It's the time to choose which side of history we're on. And I promise you, I know where I stand. And I stand for democracy. I stand for dignity. And I stand for a future worth fighting for. And if you can, and if you wish to, please rise and join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Supervisor Doolin. We're now on to special matters and announcements. First item here is Resolution 88, recognizing July 2025 as Disability Pride Month. And Supervisor Doolin will be reading this resolution.
Resolution 88, recognizing July 2025 as Disability Pride Month. Whereas the month of July is nationally recognized as Disability Pride Month, a time to celebrate and honor the passing of the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA, signed into law on July 26, 1990. And whereas the ADA is a landmark civil rights law that prohibits discrimination based on disability, requires employers to provide reasonable accommodations to employees with disabilities, and ensures that public accommodations meet accessibility requirements. And whereas the 2025 theme for Disability Pride Month is "We Belong Here and We're Here to Stay," a powerful message that people with disabilities are and will always be a vital part of every community, and a call to action for all of us to push back against ableism, exclusion, and systemic inequities in the face of ongoing threats in education, employment, healthcare, and public life. And whereas people with disabilities are the largest and most diverse minority within the population, representing all abilities, ages, races, ethnicities, religions, and socioeconomical backgrounds. And whereas Disability Pride Month invites local governments, organizations, charities, and businesses across Dane County to reflect on how they can better support and include people with disabilities. And whereas numerous organizations throughout Dane County support and advocate for people with disabilities. Organizations such as Disability Pride Madison, Madtown Mamas, and Disability Advocates, and the Aging and Disability Resource Center, the ARC Dane County Access to Independence, and the Dane County Department of Human Services, and many more, play a vital role in creating inclusive and accessible environments for all. And whereas all individuals with disabilities are seen, valued, and known as essential members of Dane County who contribute to the county's culture, economy, institutions, history, and community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Dane County Board of Supervisors affirms its commitment to ensuring all residents with disabilities have equal opportunity in Dane County through advancing accessibility, addressing ableism, ensuring equitable access to services and resources, promoting pride, visibility, and leadership of people with disabilities. Be it finally resolved that the Dane County Board of Supervisors recognizes July 2025 as Disability Pride Month across Dane County. So moved.
Moved by Doolin, seconded by Engelberger. All in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. That motion carries.
Thank you, Chair.
And the resolution is adopted.
As an elected policymaker and as someone living with a disability, I stand here today not just with pride, but with fire in my voice. Disability Pride Month is not a celebration of overcoming adversity. It's a declaration. We are here. We have always been here. And we will not be sidelined, pitied, or erased. We are not broken. We are not less. And we are done waiting to be invited into conversations that affect our lives. Let's be honest. Right now, Washington is painting a picture that dehumanizes us. They are pushing a narrative that calls people with disabilities fraud, waste, and abuse, as if our needs are a threat to the system, instead of proof that the system was never built for all of us in the first place. They are rolling back rights that we bled to secure. They're using our existence as a budget line item and think nobody will notice. Well, we notice. And we're not going to stay quiet about it. I didn't run for office to play nice while people's dignity gets negotiated away behind closed doors. I'm here to remind everyone that accessibility is not charity. It's justice. Equity is not an expense. It is a guarantee under the law and a moral imperative under any decent vision of community. So yes, this resolution, it matters. It's a signal that in this county and among us, we are not afraid to name what's happening. We are not here to perform allyship. We are here to build power. And we will not apologize for demanding the future we deserve. Disability Pride isn't about inspiration. It's about liberation. We belong in every room, at every table, on every ballot, and in every conversation, not as a special interest, but as a vital part of our democracy. So let this month and this resolution be more than words. Let this be a line in the sand. We are here, we're proud, and we're not going anywhere. Thank you.
Thank you, and we have with us here, Helen Rotier. Of Madison, Disability Pride Madison.
Thank you, Supervisor Doolin, and thank you all for having me. My name is Helen Rotier. I'm the board secretary with Disability Pride Madison, which is a volunteer-run local nonprofit organization. I'm grateful to the Board of Supervisors for voting on this special resolution to recognize July as Disability Pride Month. Disability Pride is about acknowledging disability as part of life, not good or bad, but a real complex experience that impacts many people in the world. We must not fear or erase disability or the experiences of our disabled community members. Disabled people like me live, learn, work, and play in Dane County every day. I grew up as a disabled kid on the east side of Madison. And I did not always know or feel that I could take pride in my identity or even speak it beyond a frightened whisper. Confident expressions of disability pride changed my life for the better. Today, I am proud to live in Dane County, where our robust disability community and network of allies promote disability pride throughout the year. This year, the disability pride flag flew over the Madison Municipal Building for the first time. For several years, Governor Evers has formally proclaimed that July is recognized as Disability Pride Month in Wisconsin. And at the end of the month, Disability Pride Madison will host the Disability Pride Festival. This free event includes sports demonstrations, stage performances, local disabled artists and entrepreneurs, and fun for all. The celebration of disability community has been held in Madison since 2013. Marking a long-running community priority to persevere with joy, hope, and connection. Please join us at Warner Park on Saturday, July 29th, and happy Disability Pride Month. Thank you.
Okay, that's the only special matter resolution we have before us this evening. So on to announcements. Is there anyone with an announcement? Okay. Oh, clerk has an announcement.
Just a reminder that your July continuing reports are due. So
past due.
They're due, past due. Yeah, so please get those in.
All right, seeing no other announcements, I have our birthday, those with birthdays to announce. Those will be Supervisor Andre, Supervisor Bollig, Supervisor Brower, and Baruchik. So happy birthday to all of you. And with that, we're on to approval of payments. We have before us the bills over $10,000 referred to the board. Is there a motion? Moved by Veldren, seconded by Peterson. Discussion, questions on the bills? Hearing none, all in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. That motion carries. The bills are approved for payment. We're on to approval of county board minutes. We have before us the June 26th county board meeting minutes. Is there a motion? Moved by Erickson, seconded again by Peterson. Discussion, corrections, questions on the meeting minutes? Hearing none, all in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. That motion carries. The meeting minutes are approved. We're on to the consent calendar. We have 21 items before us. I will separate item number 21. Are there any other requests for separation? Supervisor Weigand wants to be recorded as voting no on F3, 4, 8, 10, 11, and 13. Any requests for separation? All right. Hearing none on items F1 through 20, what's before us are committee recommendations. All in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. That motion carries. And item 21 is resolution 83. Approving Edron Pearson as the juvenile court administrator. What is before us is public protection and judiciary committee recommendation for approval. And I just separated this item to give us a chance to hear from Ed, if he would like to introduce himself. I mean, you've been with the county for a time, but nonetheless, new role for you. So welcome and congratulations.
Thanks, everybody, for your consideration. My name is Edron Pearson. I previously served as superintendent right across the hallway, 12 years of the juvenile detention facility. Before that, I was in Rock County, and I served as superintendent of the shelter home and detention for Rock County. I'm currently a member of the Governor's Juvenile Justice Commission. I am the chair of the Ethnic Racial Disparities Committee. I'm just looking forward to continuing to serve my county. We have a lot of exciting things that we have planned for our department. We're expanding. We have a pilot alternative to corrections program As you all know, it's very expensive in corrections. We have four youth that are currently there that before Governor Evers' budget, we were spending $463,000 apiece. And so our program will solidify that, number one, we can keep our kids here, as well as save the county a lot of money. And I guess I'm open for any questions that anybody would have.
Any comment or question for Edwin? All right, well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And like I said, committee recommendation is for approval. So if there's no discussion, all in favor of approval, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. Okay, the motion carries. Congratulations. All right. On to H, reports on zoning petitions. We have six items before us. Are there any requests for separation? Hearing no requests for separation, what's before us is Zoning and Land Regulation Committee recommendations of those six items. So all in favor of approval, say aye.
Yep.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. And with that, those motion carries and those zoning petitions are adopted. We're on to I, ordinances. We have one item here before us, OA5, amending Chapter 18 of the Dink. Pardon?
Never mind.
Did I skip? Okay. Amending Chapter 18 of the Dane County Code of Ordinances regarding the Executive Airport Deputy Director. Earlier this evening, well, I'm sorry, what's before us is Public Works and Transportation Committee recommendation of approval. Also, earlier this evening, Personnel and Finance Committee acted on this as well with a unanimous recommendation of approval. So discussion, questions on OA5. Right. Hearing none on the recommendation of approval, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. That motion carries, OA5 is adopted. On to K, resolutions. We have before us resolution 87, agreement change order number one, design services for the county clerk's new facility remodel at 2002 Pancrantz Street, Madison. Wisconsin, the consultant would be Wald Architects and Engineer. Public Works and Transportation and Personnel and Finance Committees both took action on this at a joint meeting earlier this evening, both with recommendation of approval unanimously. So discussion and questions on resolution 87. Okay, hearing none, all in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no.
No.
And oh yeah, Wagon, no on K1. Okay. With that, resolution 87 is adopted. So we're on to item section M, items requiring more than a simple majority for passage. We do have a registrant on M1, so I shall separate that item. Are there any other requests for separation? Supervisor Postler wants to be recorded as abstaining on M2. All right, there being no further requests for separation on items M2 through 9, this again requiring more than a simple majority, I'd like to record this as having passed unanimously with the exception of the one abstention on M2. So if there's no objection to that, hearing no objection, it will be so recorded and those eight items are adopted. On to item one, resolution 370, recommendation to restore additional opioid settlement funds for creation of a centralized harm reduction and prevention drop-in center. We do have a registrant wishing to speak. What is before us is Health and Human Needs Committee recommendation for approval. A registrant wishing to speak is Jocelyn Campbell, wishing to speak in support. Mendo?
Hello.
Welcome. Thank you. You have up to 5 minutes to address the board.
Thank you. My name is Jocelyn Campbell. I have been an addict, alcoholic for the better part of 30 years. harm reduction is what got me clean. I have 2.5 years sober from opiates, and it's a miracle that I'm here. And what we're hoping to do with the opioid settlement spending money and the harm reduction drop-in center will give hope to people who don't think that they have any hope. Sorry. If it wasn't for harm reduction and if it wasn't for the support that I get, that you get through harm reduction, love that it, and the compassion that you get from people who support you in that journey, more people will die without that. And I've already lost too many people, and so has anybody else. I mean, mothers, brothers, sisters, fathers, cousins. It's important that these people who don't feel like they have a chance to escape their addiction have a place where they feel loved and supported. And I think that this is really important. I'm done. I don't have anything else to say.
Thank you, Jocelyn.
Thank you.
Anyone with a question for Josh? All right. Oh, thank you. All right. As I said, what was before us is Health and Human Needs recommendation for approval. But I want to note that this was, you know, remind everybody that this was re-referred at our last meeting to Personnel and Finance. Personnel and Finance did reconsider the item and did recommend adoption of sub one. So we would need a motion to adopt sub one. Moved by Glazer, seconded by Doolin. Discussion, comments. Supervisor Kageya.
Thank you, Chair. As author of the original resolution, I would just like to make a few comments. We're in the middle of a deadly opioid crisis that continues to steal lives and devastate families, especially in our most marginalized and vulnerable communities. This resolution is not just about restoring dollars, it's about restoring dignity. The $800,000 investment in a centralized harm reduction and prevention drop-in center is a direct response to what people on the ground have been asking for: accessible, culturally relevant, life-saving support. This center will serve as a hub for evidence-based services, syringe access, overdose prevention, Narcan distribution, and peer-led support rooted in trust and lived experience. It will center the needs of people often left out of the public health responses, Black women, LGBTQ plus Q folks, those experiencing housing insecurity, and parents who use substances but still deserve care. We talk often about equity and about listening to the community, about meeting people where they are. This is our chance to act on that. Let's not build halfway solutions. Let's fully fund the center and show that Dane County leads with compassion, courage, and a real commitment to harm reduction. Please vote yes to support this. Thank you.
Anyone else with comments? Seeing no one on the motion to basically amend the resolution of sub one, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. That motion carries. No. So then what is before us now is resolution 370 as amended by sub 1. Again, this requires more than simple majority. First, any further discussion on main motion? Hearing none, I'd like to record this as having passed unanimously unless. Hearing no objection, will be so recorded, and resolution 370 as amended by sub 1 is adopted. With that, that takes care of M. So we're on to any other businesses allowed by law. Anything? Okay. And then before I recognize a motion to adjourn, I just want to remind folks our next meeting, August 14th, will be an in-person only meeting held at the Dane County East District Highway facility in the conference room there at 7 p.m. But preceding that will be an opportunity, if you want to sign up, to take the tour of the landfill. So Cecily had sent out an email that I think there's a sign up. With that, there a motion to adjourn. Moved by Erickson. Wow. Second by Welsh. Just like the enthusiasm for adjournment. All in favor of adjournment, say aye. Opposed, say no. That we're adjourned. Thank you. Welsh.
Did you get to pet the seagulls on this tour or what?
Recording stopped.